This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Shalom aleichem, baruch haba'am. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Nedarim, Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. Samach Beis Amud Beis. We're an Amud ahead. So I hope everybody knew that. Samach Beis Amud Beis. We just learned on Amud Aleph that Rav Tarfon was upset that he revealed his identity to be able to protect himself from being killed. That one of the teachings of Samach Beis Amud Aleph is that a person should not use the crown of Torah for their own benefit. One should not be mishtamesh b'kisra shel Torah. So now we're going to learn certain things that you are allowed to reveal your identity for. Amar Rava, Shari Lei Litzurba Mirabana Lameimar, a Torah scholar is allowed to say, La Yehivna Akarga. I'm not paying money for the head tax. Why? Meaning he's allowed to reveal his identity that he's a Talmud Chacham. Now, why is a Talmud Chacham exempt from the head tax? The Chsiv, Minda Beloy Vahalach. These three kinds of taxes called Minda Beloy Vahalach, Loy Shalit, Lamirma, Aleihain. They don't have the right to place upon them. These three taxes, they don't have the right to place upon them. This is referring to the Talmid Chachamim of the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. Now, what are these taxes? V'amar Rav Yehuda, Minda zu menas hamelech. Minda is the chelek, the portion of the king, namely what goes to the king because he owns the land, real estate tax. Beloy zu kesef golgalta. Beloy refers to a tax per head. Vahalach zu arnuna. Halach refers to the tax that the king issues because it costs money for him to travel. Now, a Talmud Chacham is allowed to say that I'm a Talmud Chacham and therefore I should not have to pay the head tax. Look in the Ran. The Ran says, V'halach zu arnuna, su'udas hamelech, the meal of the king, kishoholech mimakam lamakam, when he goes from place to place. Arnuna b'lashon yavan su'uda. Arnuna in Greek is a su'uda. Lashon acher, another interpretation of the word arnuna, shutfish sheyesha lamelech bebehemais. Some kind of joint ownership the king has in animals. The arnuna lashon shutfus. Arnuna is a language of partnership. Midichsiv ki arnoin gvul mayav. Arnoin is the border of mayav. Bein mayav uvein ho amayri. What? Yeah, you could hear me? Between arnoin is the gvul of mayav, between mayav and the Emayri. Okay, fine. So the Gemara continues. V'amar Rav, Rav said, Shari Lei Litzumer Abba Lameimar, it's permitted for a young Torah scholar to say, Avda de Nura Ana. I am a worshipper of fire. And therefore, Lo Yehivna Akarga, I'm not paying money for the head tax. Now, normally, those Avda de Nura means I worship the headmaster of the fire. Basically, they're like an assistant rabbi for a priest to worship fire. Normally, a Jew is not allowed to identify themselves as an idolater for any reason, even to save their own life. But in this case, a Talmud Chacham is allowed to say, I am a fire worshiper, because fire worshippers were exempt from the head tax, and they're allowed to say that to exempt themselves from the head tax. Why? What's the reason? My time. La'avruche aria mine kamar. They're just saying it to chase away a lion. Let's see the Ran. Avda denura ana. Eved le'ish shehu kohen. I'm a servant of a man who's a priest. La'ovdei ha'esh, to those who worship fire. She'avadav peturim mikarga. That their servants are exempt from a head tax. This is not considered like acknowledging idols. Because it's obvious. That he only said this to exempt himself from the head tax. Okay, so basically, you're allowed to make this statement to identify yourself as a servant of the priest to get yourself off the head tax. Now, what's the chiddush, or why are we talking about that a rabbi is allowed to say this? Seemingly anyone should be allowed to say this. When it says a Torah scholar, Rabusa Kamer, it's saying a chiddush, the afilu tzur mirabanan sharlei l'meim rachi. Even a Torah scholar is allowed to say this. Dehein svurin, because they think la'avodas koychavim v'hava libay l'shamayim, they're allowed to say this to make them think that they're worshipping idols, even though in their heart it's to heaven. Like it says, and how could you interpret their words that they're referring to Hashem? Because Hashem is Eish Oichlahu, God Himself is a all-consuming fire. So the statement really, in fundamentally what they mean is that they worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But they're saying that they worship the fire to make the person think that they're assistant to the priest. And it's not only a Torah scholar, it's anybody. The Chiddush is even Talmid Chacham is allowed to say this, and it's not a Chilul Hashem. Okay. Now, Rav Ashi Havaleyahu Abba. Yeah.
I'm sorry, why are you allowed to lie to pay the tax?
It seems like because it's obvious, and everybody knows that you don't mean you're an idolater. So the question is, who's everybody? It seems like anyone's allowed to. It seems like anyone's allowed to do it. Why is anyone allowed to do it? But it's stealing? It's a good question. Now I could understand the Torah scholar could do it because really he is putter from the taxes. He shouldn't have to be a tax. A regular person who's chayiv in the taxes, why would he be allowed to say this? I don't know. I have to look into this further. It seems like that a ploy that's so obvious, you're allowed to use it. Meaning, I don't know. Before I say anything further, I don't know. In other words, because presumably you do have to pay the tax because of Dina de Machlus Adina. So how would you be allowed to lie and say, no, good question. Okay. So the Gemara continues, "My time, I love. Okay, Rav Ashi Havaleyahu Abba. Rav Ashi had a forest. Zavne lebeinura. He sold it to a place of worship where they worship fire. Amrle Ravina Rav Ashi. Ravina said to Rav Ashi, "Ha'ika lefnei iver leisite mechsha. How is he allowed to sell it? But it's lefnei iver." He's, by selling them the firewood, they're going to be making fires and worshipping the fires. So how could Rav Ashi violate Lifnei Iver Eloi Sitei Mechshal? Amar Lei, Rav Ashi said, Roiv Eitzim Lahasaka Nitnu. Most of their wood is used for heat. They do sometimes burn wood to make a fire, to bow down to the fire, but most of the wood that they buy is used for fire. Is used for heat. So in that case, it's not lifnei iver leisitein mechshal. So yeah, there is lifnei iver to goyim. But the question is, why is lifnei iver if they could have, if the guy could have bought the firewood elsewhere. There is lifnei iver on tegoyim on what they're mitzuvah in. In other words, they're not a worship idol, so to assist them would be lifnei iver. But even though they could have gotten the wood from somewhere else, let's see the Ran. So Abba Ziyar is a forest. Zavnei lebeinura machula ivdei ha'esh. He sold the forest to worshippers of fire, shematzisin es ha'ar, that they light the, they ignite the wood, bebeis avodas kacham shalhem, in their churches. So, and the Gemara says the reason why it's not a violation of lifnei iver is because most wood was bought for heat. It's not like selling it to a guy. You could hinge it on something permitted. And whenever, when you're dealing with the lav of lifnei iver, whenever you could hinge it on something that is permitted, then you could hinge it on that, and we don't say you're violating. In other words, you're not to cause someone to stumble. But if there is only a minority of situations where they're going to be stumbling, then you're allowed to. In other words, say, you know, classic case, you invite someone to your house for Shabbos, you know, they may drive. So if it's only they may drive, you can invite them. If it's more likely that they're not going to drive, you could invite them. But, you know, but if it's, if it's more likely they will drive, then that's a problem. Okay, that's a separate topic. You know, that's Rav Moshe's opinion. Okay. So now we're up to the Mishnah. Let's say someone makes a neder ad ha-kotzer, until the harvest. Or ad she-yaskel. Okay, so somebody says, I aser, I'm not going to have corn until the harvest. So the halacha is ad she-yaskel amlitzer kitzir chitin. So it's aser until the majority of people, the general population, be starts to harvest the wheat. So in other words, if somebody says ad ha-kotzer, then it's aser until the people begin to harvest the wheat. Avaloi kitzir se'orin, but not when they start to harvest the barley. The barley is much earlier. So we say that by Nadarm Holchen Achar Lashem Bnei Adam. And when people say the harvest, they mean the wheat harvest, they don't mean the barley harvest. Now, Hakol Afi Makom Nidrei, everything is dependent on the place of the neder. What does that mean? That means this is, in most cases, when somebody says the harvest, they mean the wheat harvest. But if in a place where they refer to the harvest as the barley harvest, then we'll go by the barley harvest. Im Haya Bahar, if somebody made a neder and he's standing on the mountain Bahar, then he's Asur until the harvest of the mountain. Im Haya Babika, if he's in the valley of Babika, then he's Asur in the harvest in the valley. Okay. Ad HaGeshamim, if somebody says that I Asur something until the rain, until the rain. Ad She Yehu HaGeshamim, or until the rains are. In other words, literally, geshamim means rains, plural. So if somebody says, ad ha-geshamim, until the rains, or ad sheyu ha-geshamim, or until the rains is. So we say, ad sheterid revi yishniya, until the second rain falls. What exactly are the second rains? Let's see the Ran. Ad ha-katzir, ad she-yaschilu ha-am liksar k'tzir chitim. Duha hu de-chashul hu l'inshi. That's what's chashiv to people. V'kari lay k'tzir stam. And they refer to the harvest stam as k'tzir chitim. Ha-kol afi makam nidrei. K'lemer m'stama b'chal makam mikri k'tzir chitim. Probably in all places they call the katzir k'tzir chitim. Avul in the makam nidrei, but from the place of his neder, hurgalu likros l'ktzir sa'irim k'tzir stam, they were accustomed to calling the barley harvest the harvest. Hakol afi makam nidrei, everything goes by the place of his neder. Likewise, if he was on the mountain, Bahar, it goes by the mountain. If he's on the mountain, we go by the harvest of the mountain. Even though afterwards he goes down to the valley, even if the harvest of the valley comes, even the harvest in the valley where it's a little bit warmer was sooner than the harvest in the mountain. So the mountain harvest was later. So if he says until the harvest, he made the nether on the mountain, he's going to have to wait until the harvest on the mountain. Even if he goes down later to the Bikah. Higia k'tzir shal Bikah, kim chadayin lo higia k'tzir shal har, asar ad shigia k'tzir shal har, k'risa b'gamar. Now, if he says, ad ha-geshamim, we say until the second rain. Ad ha-geshamim, ad shiu ha-geshamim, ad shater revia shnia. Gimel zmanim heim shal geshamim. There are three periods of rain. B'chol zman karu revia. Each zman is called a revia. A rain is called a revia. Al shem sha-geshamim roib tzim al arts, because the rain crouches on the ground. The rain lies down on the ground. So it's called a revia. B'katani demichsar the mitzar ad shater revia shnia. And the Mishnah is teaching that he's also until the second rain. Mishum demistama shnia mashma. He probably means the second rain. Why? She'ena makdemas kol kach revirushan. It's not so early like the first rain. V'loy machers kol kach kishlish. Not so late like the third rain. Miu loy boy ad shetavar. You don't need it until the second rain is over. So if he means the second one, maybe it means until the second one is over. No, you don't need until the second one is over, because since it's not a set time, we learned earlier, whenever something's not a set time, it's until that time comes, not until that time is over. So ki amar ad sheyu agashamim, he does not have to wait until it's over. Even if he says until the rain is, mishum she'ein zmanon kavua, because the time is not set. So the Mishnah taught that if somebody says until the rains or until the rains is, it's until the second rainfall. Mishum gamliel oimer no, ad she'yagia zmanu shuravia. It's not until the second rain actually falls, but until the time that the second rain usually falls. Even if it doesn't actually fall, but if it's the time came, then you're only usher till then. Ad shetigia zemana shoviya. Afo pi shalo yarda, the Ran says, even if it didn't fall, adayin yet. The svirule, Shem Gamliel holds the kivan de'ein l'ridas hazman kavua, since its descent does not have a set time. Shari l'fam macheres leirate, sometimes it's delayed. Amrinan, we say de'bizman yiridasa, at the time of its descent, meaning at the time it usually falls, chal nidrei, the nether is chal until v'loy b'ridas hamamish, not until it actually falls. Kach nira be'enai. Fine. The Mishnah continues. Ad sheyifsuku geshamim. Let's say someone says until the rain stops. So we say ad sheyetze nisan kulai, until the whole month of Nisan is over. Says the Ran, ad sheyatza nisan kulai da'ad nisan ugin gesham leirat, until Nisan the rain is accustomed to fall. Divrei Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda Omer, ad sheyavra Pesach, until Pesach is over. Okay, so now let's see what the Gemara is going to analyze. Tanya, we learned in a brisa, hanoider ad hakayitz begalil. Someone makes a neder until the harvest in the Galil. Now the Galil is a higher altitude than other areas. And then Viyar La'amakim, then he went down to the valley where the harvest is sooner. Afal Bishigya Kaitz La'amakim, even though the harvest had arrived in the valley. He has to wait until the harvest arrives in the mountain, because it goes by where you made the neder, even if you subsequently relocate. Okay, let's see the Ran. No? Okay. The Gemara says a little bit further. Ad ha-gishamim, if you say until the rains, or you say ad shiyu gisham until the rains is, ad shatere revia shniya, until the second revia falls. Rav Shun Gamliel Oimer, Rav Shun Gamliel says, it's only aser until the time of the second rain. Amar Rav Zer said, machloikis the amar ad ha-gisham. The machloikis Tin Chachamim Shem Gamliel, if you said until the rains, plural. So you said until the rains, then we could have machlokes. Is it until the rain actually falls, or until the time of the rain? Aval Amar Ad HaGeshem, until. But if you said until rain, Ad Zman Gesham Kamar, that means the time. The time. Meaning, then everyone would agree. Even the Tanakam would agree to Rav Shem Gamliel, then it doesn't go by when it actually rains, but by the time of the rain. If you say Geshem, it means the time of the rain. I mean, the Shaila is, do you say that since he said Geshamim, plural, you don't just mean the time, you mean actual rain, because he used this unusual expression. And Rav Shem Gamliel says, nah, people are not so precise in their manner of speech. Okay, that is Samach Beis Amad Beis, and hopefully we'll do Samach Gimel Amad Aleph next Tuesday night. If you want, in a moment I'm going to do a very short Ion on Samach Beis. Okay, in 1 minute.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.